Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, 2 minutes after the hour, right back to the calls. Again, I've mentioned, I think the number one reason why the Commanders' defense still stinks is a lack of turnovers, lack of takeaways. 17 last year in the regular season and 17 regular season games won in four. Think about this. Again, our caller from North Carolina, was it Rick? The Jaguars have 13 in four games. 13 in four games so far this year. Now, you don't expect that meteoric pace to continue, but my goodness. Again, it allows you to give up yards. It's a pretty easy exchange. It's like I tell my guys at American University, Phi Sigma Kappa, hey, man, raise funds. Go out, make some money. You'll have to pay less in dues. It's less burden on you. If you go out and create takeaways, which, I know is not just a thing you just wake up and do, you can do a lot of things and get away with a lot of things. And I had somebody say, well, you know, compared to in Dallas, why were they in the same, they must not be in the same position. They're not like chess pieces. They're football players. It's the same system. It's the same coaches. It's different players. That's your answer. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to it on the phones. Let's go to AP in Laurel. AP, how are you, my friend? Sorry about the long wait.
Finally,
I acknowledge
Chris Russell.
Yes, the OTC.
Acknowledge me.
I was back on Monday Night Raw last night.
I saw that.
I do.
You know, and I'll be quick. I rarely have to get back into wrestling. Like, I guess I'm just so hung up on the attitude era that I'm still just trying to find a way to get back into it. But jumping ahead here. And this could be an unpopular opinion here. I feel like Adam Peters is the more suave, you know, nice teeth, good hair version of Bruce Allen.
Nice.
He's making some he's making some bargain. Again, this could be a very
Say nice teeth?
He's got some nice teeth. I would know because
I'm sorry.
Know, I got some nice. Hey. What's my man name? Pause.
Paulie.
Well, not Paulie. What's the other guy? Dallas. Cowboy.
Jerry Jones.
Cowboy B.
Oh, Cowboy B.
Cowboy B.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah.
In case he's listening. But
that dirty little scoundrel he's left for the day, he's probably the last thing he's paying attention to is us.
Hey, I'm sure he's listening on the way home. Seriously, like I felt like he's making some bargain Bruce acquisitions, you know, like I'm like, look, I get it. You know, we need, you know, we want to have some Boy Scouts in house. You know, we want to have some good, you know, individuals, you know, people that are not going to, you know, give us too many red flags as far as getting in trouble. I get it. But I need some inmates, as Doc Walker would say. Like, I need some inmates. I need some guys with some pelts. This team, whether you want to talk defense, offense, we're lacking explosion. We are lacking, we're lacking some guys with some dog food on their breath. Like, I need some dogs. I need them. Because, you know, another unpopular opinion, and last caller, or the one before this one, Sage, she was saying everything that I've been talking to my fellow friends and group chats that I've been saying over and over. Like, I love Terry McLaurin. I got the man's jersey. But he is Washington Commanders number one. He is not like the coordinators are not like, oh my God, scary Terry. Like, what do we do? They're just like, all right, take away Terry. Now what do you have? Like, we are lacking the supportive cast. Like, Debo's is a Swiss Army knife. He's not a number two. He's not a number three. He's the guy that's gonna do it all over the field. You put him all over your formation. But we are lacking explosion. Like, our wide receiver core is mid. Like, when you compare it amongst other teams in the league, we are mid. You take away Terry, you know, Zach Ertz is aging. The backfield, as far as our running back, we don't have explosion. Like, McNichols, he broke one. Yes, that's all well and good. But he's not our bell cow. We have a running back by committee. And comparing that to Saquon, we don't have that explosive. We don't have that home run. We don't have that it factor that's going to make D coordinators sweat. We don't have it. Nobody respects us. You know, we did good last year. We made it far to the NFC Championships, but we're not building on it. And we're coming out the gates, out the block, stumbling.
AP, I think you're right in a lot of ways. I think you're cutting down Terry a little bit too much from my perspective. I mean, he did get hurt on a 56-yard bomb, right? Which should have been a touchdown. But to your overall point, I was very worried about the amount of change they made at wide receiver and the guys that they were counting on, right? They let go of Zaccheaus, Diami, and Jamison Crowder. Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, McCaffrey's got two touchdowns in the last two games. That's great. But, you know, they haven't gotten a lot out of Jalen Lane as a receiver yet. I mean, they did as a punt returner. And obviously with Terry banged up and with no, like, the real problem was counting on Noah Brown. That was the biggest sin, in my opinion, or the biggest problem, in my opinion.
I'm done with Noah.
Yeah. And to your overall point, I don't think this team has enough assassins. And maybe that's a bad word to use, but, you know, football assassins. Like, I don't know if they have enough heat-seeking missiles. I think they have a bunch of nice guys and a bunch of try-hard guys, but I don't know if they have a bunch of guys that play with their hair on fire.
And real quick, because I know you got a lot of callers. Let's face it: the dragon that needs to be slayed is the tush push Philadelphia Eagles. That was our measuring stick. That was the team to beat. And they are always going to be the team to beat because they are in our division. And if we can't move past them, then what are we doing? Like, this, the moves we were supposed to make, not to say that we're trying to be the carbon copy of the Eagles, but this is the team that we have to get past. First off, we got to worry about the division because that's ultimately the games you need to get in the playoffs. But if you don't take care of business in your division, especially the tush-push Eagles, then you're screwed.
Yeah, good point, I would say a long way to go. Long way to go. We'll see. They play them at the end of the season. That can be a blessing, and that can be a curse as well. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you, AP. Ian Laura. All right, let's get to where are we going here. Stevie Ray in Baltimore, line 6. What's up, Stevie Ray?
Is this Chris?
You know it's Chris, Stevie Ray.
Well, I don't know, because whoever the guy is talking, I agree with everything he's saying, so I'm surprised.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, my God. What is going on? The world is turning on its axis.
A miracle, right? The world, as Kyrie Irving likes to say.
Down and what's down is up.
As Kyrie Irving likes to say, the world is flat.
Well, yeah, hell has frozen over, my friend, because I do agree with you. I'm not going to get into everything you talked about because you've already talked about it. I just do want to add a couple of things that I also want to talk about. Was it AP you was just talking?
Yes.
Okay, so let me start with him real quick. All of this is we're missing the biggest cog on this team. In the past two games, we've missed. Mariota played well. But Mariota is not Jaden Daniels. You're not going to do it. So that's what a problem. McLaurin getting hurt has definitely been a problem, and he really wasn't playing all that well before he got hurt. So I was waiting for him to get into it, and now who knows what's going on with this injury. So as far as that goes, as far as us having a big hitter, our biggest hitter is off the game. And how many Saquon Barkleys are there in this league? You know, he talks about having a Saquon Barkley. How many are there? There's not a whole lot of them out there. So a lot of teams have to have running backs by committee, and I think we got a pretty good running back committee.
I would agree with you on
that. The things that I see on this team that are one is they don't stick with the running game enough, at least when Mariota was in there because it put pressure on him. But the other thing is foolish mistakes at critical times. You take last week. Let's just take the game, one play. I'm going to take one play, and then you can add because they had another play right after it. We get like a 16 or 17 yard pickup on a third and nine, and Mariota rolls out to the right. He's open. He's got an open man. He throws the ball to him, and we pick up the first down. And our tight end, Sinnott, grabs a guy when he didn't have to. So not only it's not a 10 yard penalty, it's a 27 yard penalty.
I remember that play and thinking the same exact thing. Same exact thing. You're absolutely right.
What are you doing? Why did you have to grab him? Mariota, let him get away from him. You don't have to do those things.
Easier said than done, but to your point, it was a killer. It was a killer.
That was a killer. And then we backed it up with a penalty on the next one. So what we were in a first and 37 or something like that.
No, it was first and 30.
30. You're right. So critical mistakes by people that shouldn't be making these mistakes after they've been playing pro ball for 2 years, which Sinnott has. And Bates not being in there is also a critical loss. It's only the fourth game. I don't look forward to going to Los Angeles and playing the Chargers this weekend. It's that's a scary one for me. But if we're 2-3, we're there. And as far as beating the Eagles go, we haven't even played them yet. Okay, so let's see what happens when we get to them. Who they are. How many injuries are they going to have by the time we get to them? How many people are we going to get back from injury by the time we play them? We have time to catch up with these guys, especially for the playoffs. Now, and the last thing I want to say one more thing about the freaking tush push, which is, I've said it before, if you can't beat them, join them. If they're not going to outlaw it, do it yourself. Quit running short yardage plays from a shotgun. You go from having the ball, when the quarterback touches the ball, a yard and a half from where he needs to being 4.5 yards from where he needs to be. You give defenses the opportunity to react and to blow the play up. It drives me crazy when teams run shotgun in a critical short distance situation. If you can run a tush push, do it. If you don't have a big enough quarterback in Daniels or Mariota, put in a tight end, or you can run another quarterback, whatever. You can run a guard and call them, they can touch the ball. The guy behind center does not have to be the quarterback.
All right.
And that's it.
Fair point. I appreciate the phone call. I don't have enough time to get into it today, but I'll just quickly say it does take, like, the reason why Jalen Hurts is not an overly big guy, it works, is because he's got tree trunks for legs, number one. Number two, they're cheating on almost every snap. You have to be committed to the bit. You have to be committed to this. You don't just wake up and go, oh, it works for the Eagles, we're going to do it. Like, this is a thing that takes time. And, oh, by the way, you can't be fourth and three and running the tush push. It seems like a lot of the Commanders' fourth down situations are more than fourth and one and a half. It only really works if it's fourth and one, third and one, you know, that type of situation. Just something to keep in mind. By the way, Sean Payton, I'm just seeing a quote about the tush push. I don't know why he was asked about it. Oh, because the Broncos are playing the Eagles this week. He said, quote, when all of a sudden health and safety was pulled into that, meaning the discussion about the tush push, which might be the safest play in football, he said, my bull nose kind of went up. And he was in favor of keeping the tush push. I don't know. I mean, I'm in favor of keeping the tush push if the offensive line doesn't line up over the ball, over the nose of the ball all the time. And if you don't let it become the brotherly shove, as opposed to a quarterback earning it because they execute it correctly. It's not officiated right. And the rule is stupid. That's why I'm not in favor of the current iteration. But if they change that, they don't have to abolish the play. Again, it's another classic example of the NFL being completely and totally stupid and pulling the wools over everybody's eyes. Let's go to Dr. Sabah on line two. Let's get Doc in here. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Hey, buddy. I thought I got a little break. And so let me see. I got so many things. I agree with you. I disagree with you about the whole NFL and sports and too much, and it's not fun. I have been so enjoying watching all the games. Saturday, I don't get up. I mean, I'm all college. And Sunday, I didn't used to be that way until, you know, the Redskins no longer existed. So I felt like I'm a little more detached, so I don't take it as personal. So if the Redskins used to, when they lose on Sundays, I was, like, depressed. I couldn't watch any games afterwards. Would never watch the Sunday night game. Wouldn't care about Monday. Wouldn't listen to the radio. Couldn't stand listening to anybody talk about the game or the national. Nothing. Now it's like I'm watching golf. You know, I just want to enjoy the games. I'm following my college, people from my college now, and seeing how Marion Hampton's doing, how's Drake May doing, you know, how's Javonte Williams doing. You know, I just looking at, you know, my fantasy teams, you know, people on the fantasy thing now, or like the other people mentioned, betting. So there's, to me, I think it's great. I'm literally depressed that tonight there's no football. I'm like telling my husband, what the heck are we going to watch? There's nothing on, you know. So I disagree with you on that. Now, as far as the defense is concerned, is your question, do we blame Joe Witt?
Well,
I
no.
don't.
Well, I'm asking 21 games, yeah. Regular season games. How much do you blame Joe Witt for the defense not improving?
No, I mean, you got to have the player, so you go with the GM first. And secondly, the NFL is actually set up for people to score. I mean, I don't need you to have that vaunted Green Bay defense that we gave our team an excuse for not scoring against. About 40, I think, wasn't it? 40? That Dallas, you know, got on them. And, you know, we keep saying, well, you know, if only we had our starter back, you know, we would have won those two games. Well, I mean, I just looked it up, and our starter's QBR is like 36. And the backups QBR are 64. So, I mean, you know, and the same record team, one was 1-3 and the other one's 500. So, you know, we played the same teams with the same records, basically. So, we're just going to have to score more or take longer to score, because I don't think the defense, unless you have a dominant pass rush or dominant defensive line, you're not going to stop anybody. No. I'm sorry. Secondaries is not the way to go.
Well, to your point, with
yes, sir.
Because they don't have what you ideally need
right.
on defense, to your point, they're going to either, like you said, have to score more points, yes, or,
yes.
you know, have, like, four field
Keep
goals.
Take longer to score.
I mean, score one touchdown instead of, you know, and three field goals, and you have a chance, and you're in a tied game. You know, like, that was the problem Sunday. They didn't execute on third down, and they didn't score in the red zone. Enough.
And to be honest, if Atlanta played literally almost flawless except for that one interception.
Right.
I mean, I don't see Kinnick's ever doing that in any other game.
They were exchanging field goals for touchdowns. Ooh. You can't win like that.
Yeah, and our field goal kicker made his kicks. Yeah. When did that ever happen? Four for four, and they were long kicks. They weren't short. So I'm just saying that I enjoy football. Let's don't get crazy with, like, the minutia. These games are hard. If you look at the average win on all the games, put them all together, the average victory is 3 points. That's how close these games are. We were literally a swing of five games last year that we could have lost, should have lost, or we won, and we should have won.
Doc,
but it was like one play made the difference.
Doc,
so the, and now our schedule is more difficult.
Watch the baseball playoffs tonight. You'll love them. Watch the baseball playoffs. Tonight.
Okay.
You'll love them.
Well, my Red Sox are in it, so we'll see about
that. Okay. There you go.
But anyway, I don't have too much time, but thank you.
All right.
And I'll talk to you. I sent you a great Dumb Dumb of the Day. Check it out.
Okay. Will do. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's Dr. Sabah. We got to take a timeout. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. More of your calls coming straight up on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tarik Skubal of the Detroit Tigers. I know you guys don't care about baseball like I do. Tarik Skubal of the Detroit Tigers has, well, he's out of the game right now. 7 2/3 innings, so almost 8 innings. 14 strikeouts. 1 earned run, 3 hits. Just a machine. Just an absolute machine. All right, back to the calls we go. Let's get to, where are we going here? I think Lou has been on hold the longest on line 4. What up, Lou? How are you?
What's going on, Rooster?
What's up, Lou?
Not a whole lot, man. I think I sit back and listen, and I sit back watching this team, and I think it come down to, a few things. And free agent not being aggressive and go and get like a decent starting corner. And, Marshawn, he's okay, but he's just becoming another your favorite St. Jude. So He's just not that guy anymore, and he's just, you know, liable out there, and he's costing pretty much the team sometimes. So, you know, either getting flagged, he's just slow. He just looks slow. I mean, Sunday he was slow. Like, I saw him getting beat time and after time. So, to me, I think I'm going to have to kind of, you know, put the little blame on AP not being aggressive and going, you know, with the money we had. I think they addressed the offensive side and forgot about the defensive side.
Well, you know, I will say this. You're right. They could have been more aggressive, but I mean, it's not like they didn't address the position in other ways, right? They drafted Troy Amos. They brought in Jonathan Jones. They re-signed Noah Igbinoghene. They bolstered the secondary, the safety by bringing in Will Harris. I mean, it's not like they did nothing back there.
Chris,
you know,
I got that. But you needed a starting corner. Like, you don't have that. You depending on Marshawn, and you see what's been going on with them the past few years. So
they thought Marshawn struggled because of injury. They were wrong. So far, yes, they were wrong because he's been healthy.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought he was going to come, you know, healthy and, you know, give us the year that he had in New Orleans. But it turned out to be, you know, he's just a liable out there. He's just costing the team and just not being aggressive as far as call, like, you know, Joe Witts as well too, man. Some of the calls is just a little questionable, man. Like, when we played Dallas, they used to send blitz from left to right. I mean, I know some of the personnel, we might not have it, but I mean, I'm just not seeing the blitz. It's just not getting there on time or whatever the situation is. I think, to me, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things. So, I just hope they fix it and maybe, you know, I don't know, just go make a trade or something, get a good starting corner. You need that in this league. I mean, you need a starting corner, and you can't depend on Trey Amos. I mean, he's just a rookie, and asking him to do a whole lot of things that you worry about the guys that we signed and, you know, these 10 years vet. I mean, Jonathan Jones, I like him, but he's out. So, and so is the other guy, Will Smith. So, like I said, man, I mean, I like what we did. It's just, you know, just not working out. But I just think that they needed a starting DB. And I don't know if there's one out there. I mean, you got to go shop around, man, in order for them to try to get this thing, you know, turn around. Because Marshawn is kind of becoming St. Jude's, and he's costing them a game so far. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Appreciate you, Chris.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Luke. Good to hear from you. Sorry about the long wait. Let's go to AD Rob in Rockville on line one. He's been on hold the next longest. What's up, Rob? How are you?
Man, everything is great. It couldn't be better. You know, being a Commanders fan, long-term Redskins fan.
Left hand up, baby. Left hand up.
You got to do it. Look, the defense got to learn to win games, right? Our safeties, all right, listen, Vince Savage, put Amos back there at safety. He can do it. I bring up Noah, put him on the corner, right? Let me tell you what I do next. I tell all them veterans on that defensive line, right, stop giving the quarterback all that time back there. And most importantly, how about this? How about they win a game for us? When the defense won a game for us? I'm not going to blame it on Witt, right, because Witt don't play. All he does is coach. But what I will tell you is this. They rely too heavily on Jaden, and that's the issue. Jaden came back and won games for us. He's putting up numbers. Come on, when's the defense going to step up? And that's been plaguing us for 10 years, longer than that. I don't know what to say after that. I can tell you that the offense, if somebody talks about my receiver, McLaurin, one more time, say he's not elite. I tell you what, I'm going to be down eating my chicken link and my chips, my soda, with a problem.
Attaboy, Rob.
I love you, man. I love you.
Kid. Love you too, man. I like the passion and the energy. Save some wings for me, okay? Appreciate you. Let's get to where we're going here next. I believe Mark in D.C. is next up on line three. What's up, Mark? How are you? Mark?
Me?
Yes, Mark. Is your name Mark?
It's not in D.C. It's Mark and Largo.
Oh, it's the Mark and Largo show.
That was my bad.
Okay. AMAC,
I was trying to stop sabotage. Okay. I was trying to sabotage things, give you allow you to sneak up on Rooster Mark.
Oh, see, AMAC wanted you to take a chair shot to my back.
Oh, my God. You wanted me to do an Uso to you, man. Whatever, man. That's fine.
Look, what's
up? I'm going to say to you what I said to Jen Y last night, who completely started freaking out yesterday. Here's the three things I would do if I was Joe Witt. The first thing I would do is I have to remove Bobby Wagner. I mean, you just have to remove him. Because if you're playing the Buffalo Nickel, there's no way in the world you can keep Bobby Wagner out there if you're playing the Buffalo Nickel. There's just no way. Because not only – the only way he can stop anything is if it's coming right at him. If he has to run either side, there's a problem. You have to put Jordan McGee out there or you put Kane Medrano out there. One of those two, if not both. The second thing, I told you about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He poo-pooed that. Here's what I said that I think is something – Chris, you probably would agree with me. He poo-pooed it. Don't you think it would be a better idea if Joe Witt got from the box and went down to the field like Cliff, and maybe he could talk to the players or communicate? Now, he went off. Linnell went off on his tangent. We got other coaches they could talk to. That's not the point. They need to talk to their head guy that could get everything right. These other coaches can't do that. But if you see the head guy right then and there, he could see what's on the field. He could correct it right then and there.
Yeah, but what if he's not seeing the field as good from there as he can, A, upstairs, and B, I mean, you know, again, you could reverse it, and maybe that would make a slight difference, Mark, but are we to believe that Joe Witt being on the sideline makes Bobby Wagner and Marshawn Lattimore and Quan Martin a lot faster?
First of all, like I told you, Bobby Wagner wouldn't be out there.
Okay, but now you haven't addressed the problem that I was arguing with Linnell about a year and a half ago, which is it's great to have Bobby Wagner, but Bobby Wagner was a liability coming here in pass coverage.
Never mind since he's been here,
where it's only gotten worse. So if you're going to have the green dot on him, which is obvious, and I'm not saying that was the wrong thing, you better have an answer for. I can't leave that guy on the field all the time. And they don't seem to have that answer.
If you're saying that, and this is what I was going to come back with him, then get out of the damn Buffalo Nickel. Okay? Because it doesn't work for Bobby Wagner. You can't have Bobby Wagner. If you're going to run the biggest problem, and Chris, we saw this with Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera was running the Buffalo Nickel,
right, but
and he had someone in the middle that had no clue.
Okay, but you're still not solving the problem. How do you communicate the play call? You have to use hand signals,
you got to hope
that you can get those hand signals in and communicated to, I don't know, Frankie Louvu, who can then communicate it.
Well, Frankie Louvu, fine. What about Jordan McGee or Kay McGraw?
Jordan McGee, they don't trust them. They don't trust them. They played zero defensive snaps.
Okay. Well, Chris, here's the other thing. And I talked about this yesterday about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That's fine if you don't want to get him. But the other thing, you got to get Savage up to date. Savage has got to get up to date. Them not having another safety is a problem as well, too. But the bigger issue, I think, is maybe they need to do this. Maybe play Kinlaw at the end and put Eddie Goldman inside.
Fine.
That's not the biggest problem right now.
That doesn't solve your coverage issues and your communication issues. I mean,
it'll get a better pass rush.
Maybe. I'm a fan of that. They used to call it an elephant end. It's kind of morphed into a Leo and, you know, whatever and all that stuff. Listen. The bottom line is they don't have enough quality man people with elite speed and traits. And their zone is too loose.
Right. Well, let me say this, Chris. Let me say this to you, man. You think him not coming down on the bench and stuff like that on the field is not a good idea?
I just don't think it'll make a big enough difference. I could be wrong.
Chris, he's got to try something.
Okay, fine. Then come down.
I guess
it worked for Zach Robinson, so that's the reason why Atlanta went off for 34 points, I guess. I mean, we'll see. Mark, I got to go. I'm way late. Sorry. AMAC's going to kill me. CK's going to kill me. I run a loose ship around here. Let you guys have too much say. Time for a quick trending alert right here on the Team 980. But it is the bottom of the ninth inning in Cleveland. Progressive Field, the Tigers are trying to put away game one of the AL wild card. Tarik Skubal, as we mentioned, 14 strikeouts in 7 2/3 innings as the bottom of the ninth gets underway here. And the Tigers are going to give up the leadoff hitter on an infield play, and it's actually going to turn into, because of a bad throw, it's going to turn into the game-tying run on third base with nobody out. So the Guardians have three outs to play and the game-tying run on third because of a fielding bad throw error and mistake by the Tigers. Wow, that's crazy. All right, elsewhere in the baseball playoffs, now two games underway, not only the Tigers and the Guardians, but the Padres and the Cubs are 0-0 at Wrigley in the top of the second. We await the fate of some of the Nationals, Miguel Cairo, their interim manager. Of course, the press conference tomorrow morning to announce the new man in charge of the Nationals. Meanwhile, the NFL, the Commanders, have reportedly agreed to terms with Robbie Chosen, a.k.a. formerly known as Robbie Anderson. He has bounced around with a number of teams, including San Francisco, the Jets, the Carolina Panthers. That for the practice squad. Tyreek Hill is, of course, lost for the season and perhaps more. He not only had the dislocated knee, but he tore his ACL and other ligaments as well. Surgery today. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, man, watching this Guardians-Tigers game, we left you during the trending alert. Cleveland had the potential game-tying run at third, nobody out. Then there was one out. They didn't get the run home. And then just a tapper back to the mound, Detroit. That's not Finnegan out there. I can't see who that is. But the closer for Detroit, Yest. Best? I don't know who that is. got the bouncer and chased down Ramirez running home from third, who's caught in between, who is about halfway down the line. Terrible, terrible base running mistake by the Guardians there. Terrible base running mistake. You cannot have that happen. Cannot have that happen. If you're a runner on third with less than two out, you cannot run fully until that ball breaks past the pitcher, period. And now they just lost because of it. Game over. You cannot make that mistake. That's a terrible decision by Ramirez. Just awful. Ah, man, that sucks. I understand nobody cares like I do, or very few people care like I do. But man, that's a killer mistake. You have the game tying run at third base, nobody out, and you don't even come close to getting them home. And usually the Guardians are a pretty solid fundamental team, if you will. That's brutal. All right, back to the calls. We go. Let's go to Rodney in Orlando on line 7. What's up, Rodney? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Bruce? Thank you for taking my call. Yeah. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Just sitting here listening to the callers, man, and I really got a perspective on things. I'm looking at it. You know, I look at it as we played two really good games on defense at home, and we played two really bad defenses, or played two really bad games on the road defensively. I thought Sunday was more of just an effort. You know, a lot of broken tackles, a lot of miscommunication, not being in the right spot, you know, is the reason why they lost that game on Sunday. And I figured, you know, not having your starting quarterback, not having your starting receiver, and your offense still goes out there and puts up 27 points, you figure that's what you're going to ask for going into a situation like that. So, you know, I'm not in panic mode. They're 2-2. I mean, last year they were 3-1. So, you know, you get a one game difference. You still got your season ahead of you. And hey, we forget, you know, we got our MVP coming back Sunday though. I agree with you when you say that the lack of turnovers is really the key. You know, getting those extra possessions are going to be key. And I think they're going to break our way as the season progresses. You know, I feel like that we're going to be in a really good spot coming going into the bye week. You know, let's just get to 7-4, and then you can make that stretch at the end of the season like we did last year. I still predict us to be 11-5 and winning a wild card game. So, you know, I think we're right where we need to be. We just need to get healthy, you know, and get some more turnovers on defense. And then offensively, I liked what I saw from McCaffrey and a lot of the young players stepping up with Terry being out. So I feel like offensively we're going to be okay. But down the stretch-wise, you know, we'll get some of those turnovers on defense and do some better effort tackling, and we should be okay. We'll be all right. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, it's a great call. Thank you, Rodney, as always. Appreciate you. I mean, listen, I'll just quickly add to that. You better hope that – I mean, we'll talk about this tomorrow. You better hope Jaden Daniels is close to Jaden Daniels of last year and not Jaden Daniels of the first two games. Because if you're counting on him to just save the day without more takeaways, without better communication, without better pass coverage, good luck. Good luck. Let's get to Dontell in Frederick is next up. What's up, Dontell? How are you, pal?
Oh, boy. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Hey, Ramirez blew it on that one, didn't he?
Oh, terrible. Oh, that's so bad. And usually, again, the Guardians are pretty, you know, anytime I watch them, are a pretty fundamentally sound team. You know, you get dominated by Scooble, which is one thing, right? And he's awesome. But you got a chance with nobody out and the game-tying run on third. And if it wasn't bad enough to get the first out on a strikeout, no contact, no sack fly, no nothing, then you get a bouncer back to the mound. You've got to make sure that ball gets past the pitcher. You've got to make sure.
Yes,
you cannot get in that spot.
Yeah, I have no idea. He's a veteran player, too. I have no idea what he was thinking.
Yeah, really bad.
But to this Commanders thing, man, first off, before I get to the defense real quick, we have a Devon Achane on our team, and the offensive coaches don't understand it. I don't understand what their deal was with Bill Kroski. Yeah. This dude is off the chain. They got to get him touches. They have to get him 15 touches at least.
All right, so let me just counter and say they still don't trust him in pass pro, which we've been talking about. And there was one rep that I particularly saw on Sunday where he was – I mean, he gave an effort, but it wasn't very good, number one. Number two, I didn't know this, but I heard somebody talk about it, and I can't remember where. Apparently in Green Bay, he ran the wrong route a couple of times. And Jaden threw him a couple of like screens in the flat and one on like a little arrow route over the middle, which were really bad passes. And I kind of chalked it up to Jaden, but maybe it was because Bill ran the wrong route. That's what I heard.
Oh,
I don't know if I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
Right. Well, that might be true. I mean, he's still young. And as far as this, I think we have to chill as fans. I mean, our defense, we're not the greatest, but we're young. We cannot keep switching up personnel. We got to get that chemistry with one another. I mean, we got the guys. We got to give Lattimore a chance. I mean, I know we're expecting the Lattimore of old, but he's got to get in this new system now. We got Sanders still. We got a young Amos that we just drafted. I mean, I can understand Bobby Wagner being too slow for what we're trying to do, but he's the leader out there. So I think we'll be okay. I just want to go 8 games and see where we're at after 8 games, not 4 games.
That's fair. I mean, you know what, Dontell? That makes too much sense. You know, that makes too much sense. That's the problem with that.
We just need the chemistry, man.
Yeah, I hear you. And one thing I would say is, you know, again, 4 games – it seems like a large sample size, and it is 1/4 of the season. But in today's NFL, it basically takes 7 or 8 games to really get that oil running through the engine at peak efficiency. I appreciate you. I got to let you run. We got one more time for one more. Let's get John in Oklahoma in here because you know we will. He's been on hold the longest. What's up, John? How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
All right, John.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. You got it.
Hey, you know, we've got one turnover in 4 games.
Yep.
Season's fourth way over. Well, I guess officially after the first quarter on the next game, it'll be the fourth way over. But they were killing us on the double moves the other day. Nobody was getting home, you know, and he had all day to throw the ball back there. And they had 3 penalties, Atlanta did, you know. And when you can call holding, Chris, on every play of the game if you really want to in the pros or whatever. They didn't have any holding calls, as far as I can remember, on the offensive line for Atlanta. I don't really see that, but I know how the NFL loves parity. They want everybody to think they got a chance at Week 15 to still make the playoffs. So they're gonna try to keep. You know, Atlanta would have been 1-3. You know, and it's a hard road to hope there to get the playoffs. But you know, now we're 2-2. They're 2-2, and all that. But you know, I just think, man, we're just gonna have to. You know, draft some guys that can cover or draft some guys that can get home better. You know, I think it just starts at getting home, Chris, first. You know, you can't get them all day out there. And that one play on defense, Wagner, we just scored and we had them on their 25-yard line. And they threw that 69-yard pass. Well, they said, you know, Wagner, they know he's a step or two slower. But anyway, he was going over there to cover the guy, if you know the play I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And two guys. That was a pick.
I mentioned that a couple of times yesterday, the pick and the rub. And that's why I don't blame Joe Witt on that, because either Bobby Wagner's got to get around that or Bobby Wagner just was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And maybe you could say, well, wait a second, you shouldn't be in zone defense in that particular spot, but, you know, you're going to be in zone sometimes.
Exactly. But that play, Chris, they designed that like it. They took everybody to the left. Took them guys well on the
good
left.
Point.
Both
good point.
One of them turned him one way, and then he got straight. The other one turned him the other way.
Yeah.
The guy's gone, but he read the play. He can read the play.
I got you, John. I got to let you run because we're way up against it. Appreciate you coming back. Dum-dum of the day before we exit stage left for Linnell Willingham, who's coming up next. All right, wrapping up shop here on a Tuesday before we make way for the L train and Burgundy and Gold today. I was thinking about going with Nafisa Collier of the Minnesota Lynx, who is just absolutely blasting the WNBA and its commissioner, Kathy Engelhardt. But I got to be honest with you, I don't know enough about that situation. So while I don't think that was a very smart move, here's what I know wasn't smart. Did you guys hear this? Shador Sanders said, quote, to ESPN Cleveland, "I know if you see the quarterback play in the league right now, I know I'm capable of doing better than that." Okay, confident young man. He said, "I'm ready to play right now." Okay, confident young man. To which that drew the ire of Rex Ryan on ESPN, who said, quote, "Something's missing with this kid. The kid talks and he runs his mouth. Like you said, I can be the starting quarterback with his arms crossed like this. Get your ass in the front row and study and do all that. If I know, the whole league knows. Quit being an embarrassment that way. You've got the talent to be quarterback. You should be. You should be embarrassed that you're not the quarterback now." To which the next part of the article is NFL fans are furious with Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan needs to apologize to Shedeur Sanders for lying about him sitting in the back. He pulled that out of his ass because Rex Ryan needed something to say, and he doesn't study or prepare. That's why no NFL teams are hiring him. Every day Rex Ryan is on TV, further explains why he's no longer coaching in the NFL. I can go on and on and on. Here's the problem. NFL fans, most of you, no offense, a lot of you, are dumber than a box of rocks. You have no idea what it takes to be a quarterback in the NFL. You have no clue what it takes to be a coach in the NFL. And you all think you have all the answers. And you all think that everything we say has got to be factual. Rex Ryan was just making a point. Hey, man, if you're truly that great, if you're truly as smart as you think you are, if you're truly as ready as you think you are, trust me, they would see it. Kevin Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, would see it. People would know it. People would feel it. And Shedeur Sanders would be playing. And he's nowhere close. That is Dumb Dumb of the Day. NFL fans or Dumb Dumbs. Yes, indeed. All right, Linnell's up next. Burgundy and Gold today. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to all you guys on the phones. See you tomorrow at 1. Adios on the Team 980.
But sometimes I'd like to reach to this phone and choke you, rooster, like a chicken. You know what I mean?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.